A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "John's disciples, like the disciples of the Pharisees, frequently fast and pray, but your disciples eat and drink." Jesus said to them, "You cannot make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them, can you? The days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days." He also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new garment and sews it on an old garment. Otherwise, the new will be torn, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins and will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, desires new wine, but says, 'The old is good.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I have a Dominican friend who is actually a computer specialist. And in one conversation, he told me that this whole new technology, this whole world of telecommunications, is so different for a whole group of people, perhaps I'm one of them, that they just don't seem to get it. They will never understand or seem to like the new technology. You know, it even could come down to those who prefer certain kinds of computers, a Mac or a PC. But even within the world of computers, they just don't like it. Even if it comes down to cell phones and iPads and DVD players and a computerized automobile, they're not big on this computerized world. And they like the old better. Well, those of us in that situation could find something very similar in today's gospel. Not that the gospel is anything like, you know, whether or not you like technology, but it's comparable in the sense that these Pharisees that are on Jesus' tail don't like his new teaching. They basically say the old way, the old teaching is better, and we just don't like what you're up to. Now, Jesus has been selecting his students throughout this beginning of Luke's gospel. Jesus, the master, needs his students, and he's handpicking them. And, of course, scandalous tax collectors like Levi, who was just invited, now invites Jesus to his home where they're having dinner with all that riffraff. So throughout Jesus' come-and-see program, you might say, the Pharisees kind of pick on him for inviting students who are so uneducated. They're such lawbreakers, especially on the Sabbath. They're basically riffraff sinners, these disciples he's gathering. You might say it's something like these formation programs for religious novices or something. Imagine a church leader criticizing the novice master and the vocation director for welcoming novices who aren't nearly as good as those in our religious order or some other seminary. Letting in novices who don't even have a doctorate in theology, or they don't seem to be super conservative Orthodox Catholics like we are. That sort of criticism. So in Jesus' day, rabbis gathering their students often found others criticizing them for the types of disciples they had. They're not like John the Baptist's disciples, or like ours, these new disciples of Jesus. Jesus replies something like, "You can't teach an old dog new tricks." You might say that's basically what he's trying to get across to the Pharisees. Jesus is calling new dogs, fresh, new, open-minded, you might even say even uneducated students, who don't have so many hang-ups and prejudices as these arrogant know-it-all Pharisees have. He wouldn't want them probably in his group. They would never learn his new teaching. his teaching is a new piece of cloth, you know, that just can't be added to or be a patch for an old cloth. It's going to tear. His new wine teaching can't even be stored in a bunch of old wineskin mines like theirs, like these scribes and Pharisees. No, they don't like the old, they want the old ways better. And so they reject Jesus and his new teaching. No, it's not like it's just one more disciple or one more teacher. What is this new teaching? Jesus. And his total love and compassion, which seems quite different than what Pharisees are accustomed to. They don't seem to get it. The God of Jesus is a God of love, of all. And it is not the closed-minded, closed-door teaching that these scribes seem to have rewritten the law to say. You know, later on, these disciples, without Jesus present, after the resurrection, they go off and do great things. And we hear in Acts 4:13 that the Sanhedrin now has Peter and John before them, and they were astonished by the teaching and the testimony of Peter and John, saying, considering that they were uneducated laymen, they recognized them as associates of Jesus. So obviously, the new teaching stuck with these new disciples. They got it, and people are astonished. Let us thank God today for having hidden these things from the wise and learned, and for inviting us, unworthy disciples that we are, into Jesus' circle. And let us pray that we may always remain open-minded to Jesus' new teaching.